I just woke up. I'm exhausted. Had a cheat day yesterday, and I feel like I drank from eating clean and then eating the cheat. And had a huge full rack of ribs, sweet potato fries. It was delicious. I couldn't finish the entire rack of ribs. It was so big. EC did finish the entire rack of ribs and made fun of me. What else do we have? I had a slab of cheesecake there at the place. It was okay. I was a little disappointed. You know, it's a cheat day. You want it to be damn good, and it wasn't really damn good. I did, however, at the hotel before we left, I had a Klondike bar. I haven't had a Klondike bar in years. You can't pass up that opportunity. It was pretty fucking good. And then after the Klondike bar, after the ribs, after the sweet potato fries, after the cheesecake, one of the participants who we were out to dinner with knew a good ice cream place, so we all went and got ice cream. I got a huge tub of ice cream that I actually couldn't finish, felt sick, felt nauseous. And then I knew that the cheat day was properly executed. And now I feel, I got a headache, I feel like I drank last night. Let's take a look at what I eat at the hotel breakfast. Now, you're going to notice this looks maybe a little abnormal. I've got just a good-sized portion of scrambled eggs here, 5-6 pieces of bacon, a sausage, 2 things of peanut butter, some water. Sausage, bacon, eggs, peanut butter. Basically, I've got a ton of protein and a ton of fat on my plate, and no real carbs. And I eat kind of weird on the road. When I'm home, I'm on 16 blocks, very, very strict, single fat. And then when I'm on the road, which is about 3 days a week, I've just kind of played with it till I found out what works for me, that I can keep good performance, good body composition, blah, blah, blah. And what works for me, for an odd reason, is for breakfast and lunch, I just crush with almost no disregard to, with almost complete disregard to portion size, protein and fat. I just load up on protein and fat. I won't have any carbs at breakfast. I do the same with lunch. And then at dinner, I'll once again get a ton of protein and fat, disregard portion size, but I'll have carbs at dinner. And probably something which would come out to like 2 blocks, maybe 3 blocks of carbs. And I do that 2 or 3 days a week traveling. And then when I'm home, on protein, carbs, and fat. So, for whatever reason, that works for me when I'm on the road. So this is a very, very normal meal for me. And it's delicious, and it's easy, and it's simple. And I don't have to travel with any spoons or scales or whatnot, so it works out pretty well.